Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of the heart. We've talked about what the heart is. The heart is the inner man. That's what God's looking upon. That's where the inward reasoning, inward intentions, purposes, motivations come forth from. It's the hidden man of the heart. God is looking upon this heart, and you need to have your heart right with the Lord. God looks on the heart while man looks on the outward appearance. And God wants us to have a perfect heart before Him. We can have a perfect heart before Him if we allow the qualities that God has said in His Word to be established in us. We believe with our heart, we confess with our mouth to release the Word of God, that we believe in our heart, out of our heart to bring forth the promises of God. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is speaking. Remember, God's Word is sown in your heart. You got to keep the Word in the midst of your heart. Don't let the devil have place and come and take that Word out of your heart. We want to keep the Word in us. And if our heart's acceptable to Him, it's going to be because we keep the Word in our heart, and also our mouth is going to speak forth His Word. We've talked about what we do with our heart. We've talked about the fact that we get God's Word in our heart, and God's dealing with us according to our heart. Remember, He's going to prove you and find out what's in your heart, whether you're going to keep the commandments of God or not. God will prove and check every one of us out. He searches the hearts. He's going to try and test your heart. He's going to find out whether you're going to please God and or whether you're going to please man. And remember, He knows the hearts of everybody, and He's looking for you to be yielded unto the Lord. Praise God. Now, what's a quality of heart that God wants? He wants one that's acceptable to Him. If we walk in the ways of the enemy, if we walk in the ways of sin, then we're going to let evil in our heart. We've talked about how we can have evil in our heart from unbelief and fear, and how we can have pride in our heart, and so many different things that can get into our heart. We've got to establish our heart acceptable to the Lord. And we're talking about qualities in our heart that are acceptable to Him. God wants us to have a pure heart. A pure heart is one that is going to have love in it. We're going to have a meek and lowly heart. Meekness is that which is one who has submitted themselves and yielded themselves unto the Lord. One who is teachable, one who is not high-minded. We're to have lowliness of heart, a humble heart. Remember, pride in the heart will deceive you. Also, we must have an honest and good heart. That is a heart that is in right relationship, not only to man, but also towards the Lord. An honest and a good heart, if we're right with God and we're right with man, then we're going to be in right fellowship with the Lord. We also talked about the fact we need to have singleness of heart. The disciples served the Lord with gladness and singleness of heart, and God was blessing them greatly. Also, we are to have purpose of heart, to cleave unto the Lord and be steadfast in our heart. Now, everything we do has got to be with a right purpose of heart, even in our giving. When you give, always give in your heart. Give willingly, not of necessity, not grudgingly. You always give with a right heart attitude unto the Lord, with a singleness of heart, in obedience, doing the will of God from the heart, as the Bible says. We saw the scripture in Hebrews 10 where we draw nigh with a true heart, sprinkled from an evil conscience. I'll tell you, God will cleanse us. As we confess our sin, He will cleanse us from all the unrighteousness. And this is why we got to have a right heart attitude, draw nigh to the Lord with a true heart, and love one another. We talked about loving one another with a pure heart. When you obey the Word of God, you purify your soul. If you'll learn to walk in love, you'll purify your soul in your life. The Bible talks about establishing your heart unblameable in holiness before Him when you walk in love towards all men. We also saw that scripture over in Acts 15, verse 8 and 9, where God was knowing their heart. He gave them the Holy Spirit and purified their heart by faith. When you walk by faith, you will purify your heart. If you walk contrary to faith, whatsoever is not of faith is sin, the Bible says. If you don't walk by faith in line with God's Word, then it'll cause an impurity in your heart. God wants you to purify your heart, and one of the ways that you have a pure heart is walking by faith in your life. We also sanctify the Lord in our heart. When we have the Word in it, we're ready to answer, give an answer to the hope that we have in the Lord. In fact, if you'll keep your heart right before God, it'll cause you to have confidence before Him. We assure our heart before Him, and we will have confidence in prayer if our heart is right. But if our heart condemns us because it's not right, then we will not have confidence, and we will not see our prayers be answered. It's important, remember, if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord is not going to hear us. Now, it's important that we have a heart that seeks God. We're going to seek Him with all of our heart, as well, as our soul, our will, intellect, and mind, and emotions. Also, we want to have the fear of the Lord. He says, oh, that you would have a heart that would fear the Lord and keep His commandments so it might be well with you and with your children. The attitude you have of heart, if you'll keep His commandments and fear the Lord, it'll be well with you and with your children. Deuteronomy 6:5 says we love God with all of our heart. In 10:12 we serve Him with all of our heart. And in Deuteronomy 15 it talks about not hardening your heart to the poor. Otherwise we should have a heart that's ready to give out to the poor. We are to be blessed. We'll be blessed if we will consider the poor. Don't have be one who shuts up your attitude towards the poor. Don't have a hard heart towards the poor. Also, a heart that's acceptable to God is going to be a faithful heart. We need to be faithful to do the things that God has told us to do. We also saw the scripture in 1 Kings 9 where he walked before God as David did in integrity of heart and in uprightness of heart. See, God's looking at your heart. Do you have integrity in your life? Is there an integrity of heart and uprightness? If so, then what happened? He got the throne established. The rule and reign of God will be established in your life. Praise God. Jeroboam was one who walked in the sins of his fathers, and his heart was not perfect before the Lord. Asa was one who did not walk in the areas of sin. His heart was perfect, even though he didn't get everything accomplished in his life. Nonetheless, he turned away from sin. His heart was perfect. It had been said that his heart was perfect before God, even though he did not remove the high places. He removed some of the things that were of sin, but his heart was perfect. And this is what God's looking upon. He's not looking at you always having perfect works. It all has to do with your heart. If you're dealing with the areas of sin in your life, your heart is perfect before Him. And as you're walking in the ways of God, you're going to see a lot of victory and you're going to overcome. Now, He didn't overcome in every area. He didn't remove the high places. One area He didn't remove. But still, His heart was perfect before the Lord. Also, we saw if your heart's tender, that's going to show the fact that you have a humble heart. Ezra was one who prepared his heart to seek the Lord. And Abram was one whose heart was found faithful. That's why he was chosen. God is looking for you to have a right heart attitude. Now, what kind of benefits can we expect from a heart that is right with God? The Bible gives us the benefits or the blessings, the results of a heart that is right with the Lord. In Matthew chapter 5, in verse 8, the Bible talks about if we'll have a heart that is right before Him, then we're going to see God. The pure in heart are going to see God. They're going to have the revelation of God. They're going to have an understanding, a perception of God. God is going to manifest Himself in their life. I'll tell you, we want to see God manifest Himself. We want to see ourselves develop an intimate, personal fellowship with Him. And you'll have that if you are pure in heart. In Acts chapter 13, in verse 22, talks about how David was a man after God's own heart, and it says, which shall fulfill all my will. Notice that a person who's after God's heart, the Bible says he'll fulfill all of the will of God. That indicates that if you're not doing the will of God, you must have a problem with your heart. Your heart is not right with the Lord. Because if your heart was right with God and you were after the things of God, then you'd be doing the will of God and you would fulfill the will of God in your life. In Acts chapter 16, verse 14, there was a woman named Lydia, and it talked about how she worshiped God. And it said that because she was a worshiper of God, that her heart the Lord opened. God opened up her heart. He gave her revelation. He gave her understanding of the things that she wanted to know. And she attended unto the things that were spoken of Paul. because she had a heart that was a worshiper of God, a heart that was tender. And because of that, then God gave her revelation. See, God will reveal himself if you'll be a praiser and a worshiper of the Lord. Also, if we have a right heart attitude and we have the word in our heart, as we learn to speak forth that word out of our heart, we're going to see the salvation of the Lord come to pass. Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and you believe in your heart that God's raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto or resulting in salvation. Our mouth speaks forth the word, but it's got to come forth out of the heart. When we believe with our heart unto our righteousness, unto our rights and privileges in Christ, and then when we confess the word of God out of our mouth, it's going to result in the salvation of the Lord in our life. Praise God. The benefits of a right heart is when you got your heart right before God, you're going to have confidence in prayer. In 1 John 3:18, he says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." And he says, "We know that we're of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him." When you walk in deed and in truth, in love, in line with the word, then you're going to have a right heart, and you're going to assure your heart before him. The Bible says, if our heart condemn us, that would be because we're not walking in his ways, not walking in deed and truth according to the word of God and love, the ways of love. Then it says, if our heart condemns us, God's greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. When you have a heart that's right with God, you'll have confidence in prayer. And whatsoever you ask, you'll receive of him because you keep his commandments and you do the things that are pleasing in his sight. There are great benefits and results of having a heart that is right before God. If you have a perfect heart, God says he'll show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect. I'll tell you, God will bless you. He's looking upon your heart, and he's going to be with you according to what's in your heart. Give him your heart and walk in his ways, and his blessings will come upon you. We're going to continue this on the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.